This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Summertime means mosquitoes, and while roughly 20 species of mosquitoes call South Dakota home, only two lines are responsible for vectoring West Nile virus. SDSU Extension Urban Entomology Field Specialist Amanda Bachman explains recent rains and pooling water are providing breeding grounds for mosquitoes, but folks can take measures to limit their populations.
People can do a lot to cut down on mosquito habitat in their backyards. It all comes down to finding standing water sources and making sure that those are, you know, tipped out, cleaned, or treated with mosquito dunks.
Mosquito dunks are small discs or pellets containing a bacteria which targets mosquito larvae, flies, and gnats while being harmless to humans, pets, and beneficial insects. Bachman advises adding the dunks to water features like bird baths and fountains to prevent their use for mosquito reproduction. She states urban blocks or neighborhoods that work together to control the insect can make a significant dent in mosquito numbers. Of course, wearing long sleeves and pants when outdoors and using an EPA-approved repellent are tried and true measures for preventing mosquito bites. In addition, Bachman explains mosquitoes are not strong flyers and have difficulty moving into the wind.
Use outdoor fans to help direct air away from you, away from where you're gathering, and that will also kind of help make it a little bit harder for mosquitoes to get to you.
Search mosquitoes at extension.sdstate.edu to learn more on combating this summer pest.